Wednesday, 33rd week, ordinary time 2. The first reading from the book of Revelation, chapter 4, verses 1 to 11. After this, I have a vision of an open door to heaven. And I heard the trumpet-like voice that has spoken to me before, saying, "Come up here, and I will show you what must happen afterward." At once I was caught up in spirit. A throne was there in heaven, and on the throne sat one who appeared sparkled like jasper and carnelian. Around the throne were also a halo as brilliant as an emerald. Surrounding the throne, I saw 24 outer thrones on which 24 elders sat, wrapped in white garments and with gold crowns on their foreheads. From the throne came blasts of lightning, rumblings and peals of thunder. Seven flaming torches burned in front of the throne, which are the seven spirits of God. In front of the throne was something that resembled a sea of glass like crystal. In the center and around the throne, there were four living creatures covered with eyes in front and in back. The first creature resembled a lion. The second was like a calf. The third had a face like that of a human being. And the fourth looked like an eagle in flight. The four living creatures, each of them with six wings, were covered with eyes inside and out. Day and night they do not stop exclaiming, "Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty, who was, who is, and who is to come." Whenever the living creatures give glory and honor and thanks to the one who sits on the throne, who lives forever and ever, the 24 elders fall down before the one who sits on the throne and worship him, who lives forever and ever. They throw down their crowns before the throne, exclaiming, "Worthy are you, Lord our God, to receive glory and honor and power, for you created all things. Because of your will, they came to be and were created." The Gospel according to Luke chapter 19, verses 11 to 28. While they were listening to him speak, he proceeded to tell a parable because he was near Jerusalem, and they thought that the kingdom of God would appear there immediately. So he said, "A nobleman went off to a distant country to obtain the kingship for himself and then to return. He called 10 of his servants and gave them 10 gold coins and told them, 'Engage in a trade with thee until I return.' His fellow citizens, however, despised him and sent a delegation after him to announce, 'We do not want this man to be our king.' But when he returned after obtaining the kingship, he had the servants called, to whom he had given the money, to learn what they had gained by trading. The first came forward and said, "Sir, your gold coin have earned 10 additional ones." He replied, "Well done, good servant. You have been faithful in this very small matter. Take charge of 10 cities." Then the second came and reported, "Your gold coin, sir, had earned 5 more." And to the servant too, he said, "You take charge of 5 cities." Then the other servant came and said, "Sir, here is your gold coin. I keep it stored away in a handkerchief, for I was afraid of you, because you are a demanding person. You take up what you did not lay down, and your habit what you did not plan." He said to him, "With your own words, I shall condemn you, you wicked servant. You knew I were a demanding person, taking up what I did not lay down, and harvesting what I did not plan. Why did you not put my money in a bank? Then on my return, I would have collected it with interest." Then to those standing by, he said, "Take the gold coin from him and give it to the servant who had 10. But they said to him, "Sir, he had 10 gold coin. I tell you, to everyone who had, more will be given, but from the one who had not, even what he had will be taken away. Now as for those enemies of mine who did not want me as their king, bring them here and slay them before me." After he had said this, he proceeded on his journey up to Jerusalem. Sharing of the reading. First, the theme. People must render their account with God on the judgment day. Everything happened in life for a reason. For example, a carpenter make a chair for people to sit on it. A farmer sow seed to have food for people to eat. A student goes to school to acquire necessary knowledge for their profession later. Similarly, God creates people to enjoy the future bliss with Him in heaven. But they must first show that they are worthy of it by their faith and love for Him. People must render their account with God about what they do in the world, and depending on the works, they shall receive the corresponding reward or punishment. Today's reading centers around what shall happen on the last day. In the first reading, the author of the book of Revelation reported his vision about the judgment day when all God's people must come before Him and the 24 elders to be judged. In the Gospel, Jesus cites a parable to illustrate God's judgment. It lies a nobleman who went off to a distant country to obtain the kingship for himself and then to return. He gave his servants some gold coin so they could make a profit for him before he was on the way. When he came back, he called all of them to render their accounts to him, and he judged them according to their making of profits. Second analysis. First reading. The vision of God's throne in heaven. First point. God's throne and the 24 thrones of the elders. First, God's throne. The author saw and gave a description of God's throne, but he could not describe of the one who sits on it. He could only say, one whose appearance sparkled like jasper and carnelian. According to the Jewish tradition, God's glory is described as the sparkling of precious stones. The jasper and the carnelian are the two most precious stones. See Exodus chapter 24, verse 10, and Ezekiel chapter 1, verses 26 and 28, and chapter 10, verse 1. Second, the other 24 thrones are represented for 12 tribes of the Old Testament and 12 apostles of the New Testament. They sit on the throne to judge people with God. Third, seven flaming torches burned in front of the throne, which are the seven spirits of God. The seventh gift of the Holy Spirit was mentioned the first time in Isaiah 11, chapter 11, verses 2 and 3. A spirit of wisdom and of understanding, a spirit of counsel and of strength, a spirit of knowledge and of fear of the Lord, and his delight shall be the fear of the Lord. The church differentiates between two fears of the Lord, one for God himself and one for other, that we call the piety. The second point. The things appear before God's throne. First, in front of the throne was something that resembled a sea of glass like crystal. The Jewish tradition believed a sea of glass like crystal is a thing that separates heaven and earth. Second, in the center and around the throne, there were four living creatures covered with eyes in front and in back. The background of the description is taken from Ezekiel chapter 1, verses 9 to 10. The four animals represent all God's creatures. Each creature represents the most splendid glory of its kind. Eyes in front and in back mean God always present and controls all his works. The first creature resembles a lion. The first animal represents the nobility. For example, the Lion of Judah is the Messiah. The second creature resembles a calf, which represents for its mighty power. The third creature had a face like that of human being, which represents for wisdom. People are different with other creatures because of this quality. The fourth creature looked like an eagle in flight, which represents for swift moving. From St. Irelio time, the four creatures represent the four evangelists according to the order. Mark is the lion, Luke is the calf, Matthew is the man, and John is the eagle. third. The four living creatures, each of them with six wings, were covered with eyes inside and out. Day and night they do not stop exclaiming, "Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty, who was, who is, and who is to come." All God's creatures in heaven and on earth must pray God day and night without ceasing, because He is worthy of all praise. The Gospel, the Day of Judgment. This parable is similar at Matthew parable. See Matthew chapter 25, verses 14 to 30. The differences between them are in Luke. We know the reason why a nobleman went into a far country to receive a kingdom and the people attitude. But his citizens hated him and sent an embassy after him, saying, "We do not want this man to reign over us." This is a historical event which was reported in the Jewish history. After King Herod the Great died, he divided his kingdom into three territories for his three sons: Antipas, the Galilee region; Philip, the Jordan region; and Archelaus, the Judah region. This decision must be approved by the Emperor Augustus of Rome. When Archelaus went to Rome to ask for the Emperor's approval, the Jews also sent a delegation of 50 people to Rome to void their will. "We do not want this man to reign over it." The Emperor Augustus approved Archelaus to be a king to govern Judah. Jesus' audience knew about this historical event. This parable wanted to emphasize three things. First, God believes in man. The nobleman did not set an amount of profit which his servants must yield. He led his servants to determine that amount depending on their ability. He was not present to check on them or to give his advice. He traveled far away, so they were completely free to decide and to work. Second, men must settle their accounts with God. Money is given to have a profit, not to be wasted. The more important point is for his servant to show their ability. When the nobleman returned, he commanded the servants to whom he had given the money to be called to him, that he might know what they had gained by trading. The first came before him, saying, "Lord, your pound had made 10 pounds more." And he said to him, "Well done, good servant. Because you have been faithful in a very little, you shall have authority over 10 cities. And the second came, saying, "Lord, your pound had made 5 pounds. And he said to him, "And you are to be over 5 cities. Then another came, saying, "Lord, here is your pound, which I kept laid away in a napkin. For I was afraid of you, because you are a severe man. You take up what you did not lay down, and reap what you did not sow." He said to him, "I will condemn you out of your own mouth, your wicked servant. You knew that I was a severe man, taking up what I did not lay down, and reaping what I did not sow. Why then did you not put my money into the bank, and at my coming I should have collected with interest? He said to those who stood by, take the pound from him, and give it to him who had 10 pounds. And they said to him, Lord, he had 10 pounds. I tell you, to everyone who had will more be given, but from him who had not, even what he had will be taken away. Reward and punishment. The result shows the servant's ability and the master's evaluation. Whoever saw that he lived worthy of God's church at the first and the second servant, God will church and give him more responsibilities, since he know that one will fulfill his duty. But if someone did not live worthy of God's church, and found a reason to cover his laziness by claiming on him at the third person, how can God church him and give him more responsibility? He will take back all that were given to him and give to those who know how to make a profit for him. Experience is a rule for Jesus' point. If people did not practice what they had learned, they will gradually lose them. But if they put them into practice, they will acquire more knowledge and have more experience. Application in life. We need to know the reason why God let us exist in this world. It for us to show our faith and love for him through what we do for God and others. We must render our account to him on the last day. Amen.